You're listening to Auroville Radio, and this is the Tamil Express Beginner Level Spoken Tamil Language Classroom. My name is Jasper, and I am the facilitator. In the beginner level, we have 12 lessons, and we are in lesson number 2. Before we start the class, I would like to remind you of a few things. Please take notes. Please practice each lesson thoroughly before moving to the next lesson. Treat this 12 lesson series as if it were a long poem that you have to memorize. Go lesson by lesson like you would go line by line when memorizing a poem. It's great to share the Tamil Express method with you all through Auroville Radio. But the downside is that I don't have a whiteboard to write things down. And I have to rely solely on my speaking skills. So that is quite a challenge. I will try my best to be slow, and I will try my best to speak clearly and slowly to overcome this handicap. The lesson sheet PDFs would be a huge help in going through this course. If you would like to have a copy, write to lingua express2020@gmail.com. It is LINGUA express, EXPRESS 2020, numbers 2020@gmail.com. Kindly consider making a donation to Auroville Radio. Their account number is 0867. So let's start the lesson. Today we are exploring the basic sentence structure of a Tamil sentence. So it's a very interesting lesson. It gives you the basic structure. So if you get a grip of this, it gives you a lot of freedom to speak in Tamil. It makes it easy. So the Tamil sentence structure is subject, object, verb. In English, it is subject, object, subject, verb, object, S-V-O. In Tamil, it is S-O-V, subject, object, verb. So all Tamil sentences end with the verb. It'll always end with the verb. So, let's take for example the sentence, I am learning Tamil. I am learning Tamil will be structured as follows. I, Tamil, am learning. I, Tamil, am learning. The verb learn is at the end of the sentence. Tamil sentences always end with verbs. You have to remember this and practice this till you get this in your head. If you remember lesson 1, if you practice lesson 1, you will be able to say I'm learning Tamil in Tamil. So let's use the hacking method. What is the hacking method? The hacking method is using the English verb in a Tamil sentence by adding the auxiliary verb panna to it. Now, here the verb is wait. I'm learning Tamil. Learn. The verb is learn. Now we attach the verb learn to the auxiliary panna. So take a few seconds to make an attempt. You can refer to the notes. To say I'm learning Tamil in Tamil, you say, Na Tamil learn panna rain. Na Tamil learn panna rain. So let's see a few more examples. I'm writing a book. Na oru book write panna rain. Naan oru book write panna rain. I am cleaning my room. Na yen room clean panna rain. நான் என் ரூம் க்ளீன் பண்ண ரேன். Now let's do some sentences in past tense. All the sentences that we saw were in present tense. We are going to do some sentences in past tense. I met my friend. I met my friend. Na yen friends meet panne. The R is replaced with N. The past tense is N. Na yen friend meet panne. Let's do I washed my bike. Na yen bike wash panne. Panne, past tense. Let's see some sentences in future tense. I will write a letter. Na ஒரு லெட்டர் ரைட் பண்ணுவேன். நான் ஒரு லெட்டர் ரைட் பண்ணுவேன். The V takes, B is used to mark future tense. Good. Now let's move to the next part of the lesson. Let's take a sentence like this. I am drinking coffee. Na coffee drink pannuren. Na coffee drink pannuren. Now let's break down this sentence. In the English sentence, I am drinking coffee, it informs us of three things. Who is acting? That is the subject. Who is the subject? In this case, I is the subject. I am drinking coffee. I am the subject. I am the one who is acting. I. What is the action? The verb. What is the action? The action is drink. The verb is drink. Now, and the time of the action. When is this drinking being done? Is it in present tense? Is it in past tense? Is it in future tense? Now, that is marked twice in an English sentence. First, it is marked in the I am drinking coffee. And second, it is repeated again, it is marked in the present, in the ing, drinking. I am drinking. So, you know that this sentence is in present tense. Now, we are going to break down, do the same thing for the Tamil sentence. Let's see how we mark the who, the what, and the when in a Tamil sentence. The first sound, na, is the pronoun, I. It answers the who. That is the subject. Who is na, I. I am working, I am doing, na pandren, I am doing. To answer the what, the verb, we are using the hacking method. We are putting drink there and we are following it up with panna. Drink panna. Na drink panna. Na drink panna. We have to finish it. The last part is ren. Ren. So na drink panna ren. Now let's look at the last part of it. You know that Tamil sentences end with verbs. Now this verb has to be conjugated and there is something called the verb termination. So the verb conjugates, panna conjugates, and there is a verb termination. That is the third part, ren. The R in the ren marks the tense. If it's present tense, it is R. If it is future tense, it is V. If it is past tense, it is N. So, in this case, it is present tense, so it is R. And next to it comes the E-N, sound. E-N. That sound again marks the who. So, the A sound is appropriate for first person singular, na. So, if it is not na, if it is you, if it is ni, that will change. The en will become something else. So you can refer to it online, or you can ask for the PDF sheets, and I will send you the chart. So the ren part is the tail portion of the sentence. It tells us two things. It tells us the time, and again, it's for the second time, it tells us the who. This part of the sentence is called the verb termination. So we will refer to this part of the sentence as verb termination during this course. So now you are aware of the structure. So in Tamil sentence structure, it is always the verb that ends the sentence. It is subject, object, verb. And the verb has a conjugation. It conjugates to show us time and to also show the subject of the sentence. And that is why in Tamil sentences, it is common to drop the pronoun. You don't have to use na panren. You can simply say panren. You can say coffee, drink, panren. And people will still know that you're saying that you are drinking coffee, because the "en" makes it clear. So let's, now that you're aware of it, we can practice, do a few more sentences. We can practice a little more with this awareness, and we can end this lesson. So before we start, you should remember, you should answer the who twice, the what once, and the when once. Use the pronoun to answer the who the first time. Use the English verb with panna as an auxiliary to answer the what, to answer the verb. And to answer when, use are for present tense, n for past tense, and we for future tense. And finally, remember to answer the who for the second time by using the appropriate termination that goes for first person singular subject pronoun na. So let's start the sentences. I watched a movie. I watched a movie. It's in past tense. So the answer is na oru movie watch panne. Na oru movie watch panne. I am learning Tamil. Na Tamil learn panre. Na Tamil learn panren. I will feed the dog. Na dog feed panven. Na dog feed panven. I wrote a letter. Na oru letter write panne. Na oru letter write panne. I'm reading the letter. Na letter read panre. Na letter read panre. I will mail the letter tomorrow. Na nalaikku, tomorrow is nalaikku, nalaikku, N-A-A-L-A-I-K-K-U. Na nalaikku letter mail panven. Na nalaikku letter mail panven. I am building a tree house. Na oru tree house build panren. Na oru tree house build panren. I bought some nails and hammer. Na konjam nailsum hammerum buy panren. Na konjam nailsum hammerum buy panren. I learnt a little Tamil today. Na konjam Tamil innaikku learn panne. Today is innaikku. 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 Na innaikku konjam Tamil learn panne. Next week I will attend Tamil class. Next week, na next week Tamil class attend panven. Na next week Tamil class attend panven. Now, next week, Tamil class, attend pannuven. Next week is adutha varam. Next is adutha week is varam. Well, that's all we have for today. Hope you found the lessons easy. I hope I was able to explain the lessons clearly. Keep practicing one lesson at a time. Thank you for tuning in. See you next week.
நீங்கள் கேட்டுக்கொண்டிருப்பது ஆரோவில் ரேடியோ.